Money Matters with Alfred Edmond Jr.
You can't measure your progress toward your wealth building goals without periodically checking your current financial position. That begins with calculating your net worth, something you should be doing every 6 months so you can track your progress over time. Here's a quick refresher. Add up the value of all your assets, what you own, and subtract from that figure the total of all your liabilities or what you owe. The result is your net worth. If it's positive, you're in the black, hopefully even more than you were at the beginning of the year. But it may be negative, meaning you're in the red, hopefully less than you were at the start of 2018. Either way, if building wealth is your goal, improving that number is what you need to be working toward during the rest of this year. By making your net worth calculation a biannual exercise, you can set goals, make adjustments for changes in your life, like a new job, marriage, or divorce, and come up with a plan to increase your wealth over time. Remember, there are two primary ways to increase your net worth: decreasing your debt and other liabilities, or increasing your assets, including equity in a home, as well as savings and investments. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. from Money Matters at AURN.com.